Hello, my name is Eloise. I reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. A testing site, not the vaccine.
Yes, for my second shot.
Okay, so you're needing the vaccine. You would need to contact a different number for pre-registration. The number
no,
is 85.
Wait. I've already got my first shot. They said I didn't have to re-register.
Okay. Well, the only option I have for you is this phone number to be pre-registered. If you already gotten your first shot and they gave you instructions, you have to follow the instructions they gave you. If the site is no longer available, you don't have a way to get in contact with them. The only other option I have is for you to pre-register and provide you with a phone number.
All right. Well, let me take the phone number then. I'll call them.
The number is 855-566-5333.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much.
I hope I've been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the website at adph.org or cdc.gov.
I do have a question. Like, I was due to take the shot yesterday, and nobody's given a shot anywhere, I don't guess. What I need to know is how long between me getting my shot will I be able to hold to the next shot? Like, I was due on the 4th, so how long will this last for me to be able to get to my next shot?
Yes, I do apologize. If you were scheduled at the time that they gave you is when you should take your second one. But if there's you no longer have the option to go there, the only information I have is that number that I gave you for you to pre-register. And once you pre-register, if there is an appointment available, they will be contacting you back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. I've been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the website at adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.